If Iran's economic master plan succeeds in the near future, it will no longer be dependent on oil revenues because of a significant increase in its non-oil exports. Iran should be exporting $89 billion worth of non-oil goods at the end of its fifth five-year development plan in 2025. The country seeks to make the goal a reality by exploiting its potential trade links with other countries. In recent years, Iran has managed to do what it set out to do as far as foreign trade is concerned, although US-led sanctions against the country somewhat slowed down progress. President Hassan Rouhani's administration has also been implementing several economic and political measures to boost the country's non-oil exports since he took office. Consequently, the statistics show a hopeful future for the country's foreign trade. Nylon Sepide Manufacturing Company is a leading manufacturer of plastic products in the Middle East. With a daily capacity of 120,000 kilograms, it helps meet huge demand in Asian markets because of the high quality and low cost of its products. We talked to the CEO of the company, Amir Mansour Shirazian. He told us about the company's exports.
Last year, we exported 3,000 tons of our products. Most of exports are to regional countries like Iraq, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. We also have some limited exports to European countries like England, Sweden, and Norway.
Established in 1979, Nylon Sepide soon went from a small business to a large factory with an annual production capacity of 26,000 tons of polyethylene, propylene films, and stitching and printing. The company gets orders from Iranian and foreign clients working for food, construction, automobile, and telecommunications industries, as well as electronics companies, restaurants, and megastores.
We have received many orders. It has many reasons. The quality of our products is so high. They are produced by modern machinery. The quality of domestically produced petrochemicals is so high too. It is getting better. Also, the total product cost in Iran is so low that Chinese producers cannot compete with us.
In the first quarter of the Iranian calendar year, which started from March 21st, Iran's non-oil exports, with the exception of gas condensate, went up 20.53% from the previous year. The statistics show the volume reached 25.5 million tons, worth $11.86 billion. Director General of the Export Department at the Iran Customs Administration, Hassan Ali Dousti, explains.
In the last 3 months, Iran's gas condensate exports reached $3.791 billion. Petrochemical exports increased to $3.67 billion. And other exports are also valued at around $5 billion.
Many observers believe the main reason for the sudden increase in non-oil exports is the diplomacy exercised by President Hassan Rouhani's administration to solve the problem of US-led sanctions against the country's economy. Iran's new foreign policy approach has boosted the morale of Iranian traders and their foreign partners.
When the 11th administration took office, it made a positive atmosphere in the international arena. The enormous pressures on Iran are being reduced more and more on a daily basis. In reality, none of the sanctions are lifted after the Geneva Agreement, but it created a hopeful atmosphere. The tensions inside and outside the country have been relieved. This is as valuable as lifting the sanctions.
Hassan Rouhani came to power in the summer of 2013 while all Iranian banks identified as institutions in breach of EU sanctions were disconnected from the SWIFT. Moreover, the US government leveled tough sanctions against the Central Bank of Iran, via which foreign financial institutions doing business with it were penalized. In his election campaign, Rouhani promised to adopt new approaches to improve the economic situation. Statistics issued by the Iran Customs Administration show that in the first 3 months of the current Iranian year, Iran's imports reached $12.39 billion, weighing 9.75 million tons. Last year, Iran imported $9.13 billion worth of goods, weighing 6.59 million tons. Therefore, the volume of imports in the first quarter of the current Iranian year shows a 35.6% growth in value compared to the same period last year.
Fortunately, in the first quarter of the current year, our exports had a 20.53% increase compared to the exports in the same period the previous year. Also, our imports had a 35.63% increase. This shows that the current administration's diplomacy has been positively effective in the country's foreign trade.
The volume of imports has increased because currently we can sell more crude oil. The government has more access to foreign currency, so it can allocate more foreign currency to importing. Last year, we could not import enough goods due to the shortage of foreign currency as well as international limitations. Therefore, we have to compensate for it this year. I think this year, we will have around a 35% increase in imports.
The data shows that the country has had a trade deficit of $527 million. Of course, Iran Customs Administration announced that the country recorded a trade surplus of $466 million in the first 2 months of the current Iranian calendar year. In recent years, Iran's economy has shrunk. In 2011, the country's economic growth rate dropped to minus 5.4%. By 2013, it managed to partially recover, reaching minus 2.2%. The International Monetary Fund has reported that after a period of contraction, Iran's economic growth rate will rise to 1.5%. Meanwhile, Rouhani's administration has announced that it will increase the rate to 2% by the end of the current year.
According to the 5th Development Plan as well as the 20-year Vision Plan, Iran must achieve an over 8% economic growth rate in order to accomplish its objectives. The country has seen a negative economic growth rate of minus 5% in 2011. It was not good. In order to reduce the inflation rate, the current administration tried to increase the economic growth rate to 0% first. Mr. Rouhani has announced several times that the administration will try to increase the economic growth rate to 2% by the end of the year.
Iran's economy has also seen a period of rampant inflation, surpassing a staggering 40%. In September 2013, the inflation rate stood at 40.1%. According to new statistics, the rate decreased to 24.2% in July. The government's economic officials say Rouhani's administration is determined to reduce the current inflation rate to below 10%. Many economists have warned in recent years that stagflation is threatening Iran's economy. That means the inflation rate is high and the economic growth rate is low.
High inflation decreases people's purchasing power. Moreover, the economic recession means fewer job opportunities. Therefore, in a period of stagflation, the situation is worse because the economy suffers from both high inflation and recession.
Undoubtedly, the new administration has made considerable efforts to reduce inflation rates and enhance economic growth. However, some economists believe the drop in inflation rates is not a result of the government's economic policies.
In fact, the decrease of inflation rate is the result of the administration's political and social policies. The current administration's measures in foreign policy, culture, and higher education have been effective in stabilizing the country's economy. The administration has played too passive a role regarding its economic policies. I think it has not yet taken the opportunities to fix the economy.
The experts believe the government's economic team needs to develop a smart plan for reducing the inflation rate and increasing economic growth and stabilizing the domestic economy.
We have managed to control inflation relatively while the unemployment rate has not increased. However, it is temporary. The situation will change soon. Therefore, in order to remove the stagflation, the administration should develop a monetary plan which simultaneously reduces both the inflation rate and unemployment rate.
Officials say that it is a comprehensive plan that incorporates a series of fiscal, commercial, forex, and budget policies.
The stagflation is